Guardian Freefall.
Hi, is Sean there?
No, he isn't. Can I take a message for him?
Yeah, is he going to be in the office today or possibly tomorrow?
He can be reached early in the morning.
Okay.
I'm not sure when he'll get back to the office this afternoon, or this evening.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll leave my information with you.
Okay.
Danny with Cardiff, and that's CARDIFF, like Frank Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858-779-0424.
Okay.
And yeah, I was calling about some financing the company's done through American Capital back in 2008. Is there like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
I can help you.
Okay. And do you make those financial decisions alongside Sean?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Rochelle.
Oh, hi, Rochelle. I was trying to, touch base with Sean or yourself on some finance offers we sent out to the business based on that American Capital financing back in 2008. So basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital.
Okay.
It looks like around $250K. I just wanted to, touch base, see what kind of plans or projects you guys had coming up where you might need some financing.
Sean's interested right now in looking at getting some new equipment.
Okay.
He hasn't started looking at quotes or anything for that to get an estimate of how much he would need.
Uh-huh.
But it is something that he is very interested in.
Oh, okay, perfect. And I mean, what kind of equipment is he looking to add on?
Like a foam rig. Polyurethane, like a spray foam rig, so it'd be a trailer and all the equipment that would go inside to do that process.
Okay. And so I know he doesn't have any quotes, but does he have like an idea of cost or how much it would cost him?
No, I don't think he does yet. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No problem. And so this is for, I'm guessing, spraying like foam roofing.
Yes.
Like that what they use it for? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And would he be adding on or like a replacing?
He would be adding on, like having, because he wants two. We have one, and so he wants two going at the same time.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you guys are growing over there.
Yeah, we're pretty busy lately.
That's great. With you guys. And I mean, what's your return on investment for adding on this piece of equipment?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't calculated that, but it would allow us the opportunity to get jobs done quicker and mm-hmm. give us the capability then to bring on more work.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you guys have like more, you have like more work lined up right now. You guys are waiting to
We're pretty busy right now, so that's one reason why he just hasn't had time to look into it, because he's pretty busy.
Yeah, I understand. I know it's tough when you have, like, a full schedule and trying to, add this on. It gets pretty hectic for, business owners like yourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
And when are you guys, looking to add this on by?
I'd like to say next month, but depending on his availability. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll have the time to start looking into that to get some estimates of where we'll be at for that. Because he'll be the one that will want to determine which equipment he's purchasing mm-hmm. and building it. So.
Okay. So, and building it, so, I mean, I'm guessing these don't come like a package. You kind of pick out a trailer, and then does he have to, build everything that goes along with that as far as the spray machine or foam rig?
Yeah, he's pretty picky about which equipment he uses, but mm-hmm. They do have them where you can purchase them already built.
Oh, okay.
So he's trying to determine if he wants to build it himself or purchase it already built.
Yeah, I
If
know that
he
would
builds
be.
it himself, it would mean getting quotes from each of the equipment people that where they hold the purchase and getting quotes from them.
They're getting close for them. So, I mean, has he done that before, or is he kind of, I mean, obviously he knows what he's doing, but has he built a
Yes.
warehouse?
Yeah, the one we have currently, he pieced out himself and built.
So he knows what he's doing and looking for, and that's great. I mean, how would you guys, rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
We are not on that credit thing for businesses. So that part I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, just to let you know, we have, programs that work with credit tiers, A to D. We have numerous programs that you guys could qualify for. And what were sales like last year for you guys?
We were 700,000
Great.
or so. Yeah.
And so you guys have, with these projects, are you looking, to go above that, or are you kind of the same?
We'll probably be at the same.
Oh, that's great. So any like other, ways you could boost that, like for sales or more projects? I mean, obviously with this adding on.
Well, by adding on, we can increase our revenue, and then that will give Sean the capability to go and bid and look at more work
And now
and
we have
free up
to.
his time.
Exactly, yeah. So, babe, but do you hire on, are you going to hire more crews to operate this, the extra frame
Yes.
rig? Okay. All right, cool. And how long you guys been in the business for?
Over 5 years.
Over 5 years, okay. And how'd you guys get, in the industry?
We were in it prior. His father started a spray foam business back in 1973.
Oh wow, okay. So we kind of just handed it down to Sean, or Sean took over.
Yes, took over and then eventually wanted to change the name. So we started the current business 5 years ago to change the name. But other than that, he has 25 years experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he knows exactly what he's doing and looking for.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. And so now Sean, is he the, like, so he's like 49%, right? And you're 51% ownership.
No, he's 100%, so.
100%. Okay. All right. And now have you guys looked into financing, for this equipment already?
We have some lenders contacting us, but we haven't taken it any step further because we still need to get a estimate of the equipment and so forth of how much that's going to cost us and
Yeah.
figuring out which direction he wants to go.
Exactly. That's important. Do you have like a main, bank that you guys lean on for financing in the past, or
No, we don't.
they don't? Okay. All right. And I mean, do you have a current, like a vendor that you guys always work with that you built a relationship with?
Yes, we have vendors.
Okay. And so are you planning on going through them, or are you going to do like a private party?
As far as purchasing equipment from a vendor?
Yeah, like for this trailer, do you guys normally work with like a company who sells trailers and also the
We
other?
have a vendor that we go to for trailers, and we currently have a client that we're working with, and he also has a trailer company, so we're going to see if he has some quotes for us. Through his industry.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and Sean's thought about private party as well.
About private party as well.
So,
Okay. Yeah, whatever, works or is better. Okay, well, we can, do both. And I mean, do you guys have any, current loans out as far as like working capital or like a
No,
line of
we do
credit?
not.
You do not? Okay. All right. And do you guys have, a plan B if you're not able to find financing for this trailer?
No, we
No,
haven't been too worried about it, so.
okay. Just kind of playing around with it. All right. Well, yeah. What's a good email for you guys? I can, send over, an email that has like an it's an application. It'd be I mean, basically with our equipment finance programs, it's like a very conventional loan. Think of it like your traditional car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, set up on monthly payments. We're not reinventing the wheel over here, and the rates are in the low mid single digits, on up, depending on what you qualify for.
Okay. You
Yeah,
can
so
send
what's
that to info at Guardian, SPF, Sam Paul Frank.
Okay, it was, I'm sorry, it was info at what?
At Guardian.
Okay.
And then SPF, as in Sam Paul Frank, .com.
.com. Okay. And yeah, once a good time I can, get in touch with Sean and see exactly what he'd be looking at for everything.
Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss with him. He's pretty busy this week and next week. But if you shoot over the email, it will come to both of us
Okay.
at info, and then I can go ahead and discuss it with him when he has a chance or have him give you a call.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And yeah, I mean, we do that equipment finance, and we also do working capital as well. If you guys, needed any extra capital for cash flow, things like that. So yeah, I'll go ahead and send over that email along with the application, and it's really simple. It'd be a one page app. It would be 3 months business bank statements. They evaluate the cash flow of the business. So don't give you anything that would be a burden, obviously. And then it would be the most recent tax return, 2014. It's fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And do your customers do they pay with credit cards?
No.
No, okay, perfect. All right. So yeah, we would just need those along with that, the estimated cost. I know you don't have a quote yet for that trailer and the other pieces of equipment for the spray foam rig. But yeah, we can get you an answer, within 24 hours on what you'd be looking at with us.
Okay.
And yeah, so really quick, it gives you, an estimate. That way you can shop with confidence, and find out that piece that would, make sense with you guys.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and send that over in about, 15 minutes, and then when's a good time, to follow up with you?
Maybe Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. All right, and is morning, is this time okay, or is it?
Yes, this is fine.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All
All
right, it
right.
was
Thank you,
good.
Danny.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
thanks. Bye-bye.